Worried about people stealing your Amazon package from the front step at home? Well, Amazon has yet another solution for you. What if you let the delivery person put the package directly into your car? Well, Elizabeth Weiss from USA Today has just done a story about Amazon's plans. If you're confused, hopefully she will set you straight. Beth, how is this thing going to work?
So this is an offshoot of the program they announced last October, Amazon Key. And that was the one where you install an electronic key, like a key plate, onto your door, and the Amazon driver gets a one-time passcode to open your door, drop the key or drop the package in, close the door, and lock it. It's available in 37 cities around the country. It's been pretty popular, though. I think there's a bit of it's hard for people to just give any stray delivery person a code to get into their house. It's part of Amazon Key, but it's different in that instead of giving them the key to your house, you give them the key to your car, but not the ignition key. It's kind of like the valet key that only opens the trunk. And so it only works with cars post 2015 in the GM or Volvo that are OnStar capable, which is about 7 million cars, so it's not minor.
Really?
Right, yeah.
Come on. I know.
I'm sure more will come. They had to lend me a car to get it to work. I had to borrow one because my cars did not do that. But I can see the appeal. While I would not necessarily feel comfortable having an Amazon delivery person come into my house when I wasn't there, my car, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
So let's do a recap. If you have a GM or Volvo car that is OnStar capable in 37 cities, Amazon will now deliver packages to your trunk while you're at work or not at home, right?
If it's post 2015 and if you're an Amazon Prime member, right. But yes.
So let me ask you, Elizabeth Weiss, you cover Amazon. How do you think the reaction is going to be to this?
I think it's going to be better than Amazon Key. That kind of freaked people out, like having Amazon come into your house. Cars feel a lot less personal in a way. I don't think it's a perfect solution, but if you think about it, I mean, Amazon's all about figuring out how do we get packages to our customers. And for a lot of people, leaving it on their front doorstep doesn't work. Okay, what are the other options? Well, you can get it delivered to work, but then you have to schlep it home, so that's no fun. For a certain subset of people, the car is going to work well.
You have been driving around San Francisco in a borrowed car from Amazon so that you could see what the experience was like. Tell everybody how you felt about the experience and whether this is something that you would want to do.
I could totally see doing it, but that's because I live on a block where you can't leave anything on the porch because it's gone in 5 minutes. And I mean, my UPS driver has the key to my house, but he's been on that route for 35 years. I mean, I'd let him come in and stay in my house. I mean, I trust him a lot. But I can totally see putting it in the car if I happen to have a new car that actually had this functionality, which I don't. So when USA Today gives me that raise, maybe I'll buy the new car.
So Amazon Key in the car, available as soon as you hear this.
Yes.
So check Amazon.com. Let's thank Elizabeth Weiss from USA Today for filling us in. Thank you for talking tech.
Always a pleasure, Jeff.